Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions, to find out more about something, or just to comment, drop me a line. david@fmr.co.za and find me at David Dondi on those social media channels. And of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. To be honest, I don't quite understand South Africa's obsession with double cab buckies. And more often than not, I understand buckies made into SUVs even less. Even if I do enjoy them more. They're a little too compromised usually. In particular, I struggle with the pinnacle of the category, the Toyota Fortuner. You know, a truly desirable 4x4 in the leafy suburbs, it's nowhere near as good as its really desirable and near bulletproof and uber-capable sibling, the Land Cruiser. It is clearly inspired from. And it's nearly as expensive as the excellent Prado series. But for me, the real reason not to own a Fortuner is what I have on test currently, the Ford Everest Wildtrak. Now, you know, the Ford is way less agricultural, way more civilized in any specification, but the Wildtrak spec that I just had on test is kind of the Goldilocks version of the Everest. The single place I can give the Toyota an advantage is in probable eventual resale value, where Toyota would have a little bit of an edge. There is the more expensive Platinum sibling edition of this Ford, and it's a wonderful beast with all of the stuff touches and all of the gadgets, but it is a lot of money at just short of 1.3 million rand. The Wildtrak I've got on test is 100,000 rand cheaper, even though they get exactly the same engine and transmission, the 3-litre V6 turbo diesel with 184 kilowatts and 600 newton meters of torque, which is a lot, that 10-speed automatic transmission and e-shifter with 4x4 electronic parking brake, and of course they get all the fancy off-road mode in twist selection. All Everest derivatives are equipped with a portrait-style 12-inch infotainment touchscreen, which is excellent, as well as an 8-inch digital instrument display that can be configured exactly to your preferences. The Everest Wildtrak further gets a dual moonroof and adds, it gets, you know, nice to have features like yellow stitching on the leather and an 8-way adjustable driver's seat and 8-speaker premium audio system, USB-A, USB-C, wireless charging, and of course, a really nice feature, a 400-watt or 240-volt inverter, so you can run regular appliances on it. It comes with a host of driver's assistance tech as standard, adaptive cruise control, stop and go, lane centering, blind spot monitoring, trailer coverage, cross-traffic alerts, evasive steer assistance, lane keeping systems, road edge detection, pre-collision, reverse braking assistance, and a tire pressure monitoring system. There even are some options if you really need it after all that, with Ford's Active Park Assist being an extra cost, which comes with autonomous parallel and perpendicular parking, and an excellent 360-degree camera system instead of the standard rear view camera, which is very interesting. What makes the Ford a winner for me, though, is it drives like an executive car, not like a truck. Yet beast mode is always there when you need to venture into the bundu, with nary a squeak or rattle to be heard. And you don't actually need more Ford than this. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. It's been the Ford Everest Wildtrak. And if you have any questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And of course, you can find me on @DavidDondi on the social media channels and the podcast on fmr.co.za.